Then call to order the February meeting of the Vero Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. Let's see, first item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item is approval of the minutes for January 7th. Take a second to look over the minutes. Have it already. Are there any changes to the minutes? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Next item is old business. Got three items here. The first item is the K Avenue Mixed Use District. Follow up on the presentation and revisions to the council. I went to the council meeting on January 27th, and we had about 250 people show up for the presentation. And, you know, I did present it, and got a lot of cheering when I presented. I thought that was nice. But anyway, you know, just presented it, talked about the article that said it actually increased value in terms of mixed use. Talked a little bit about, you know, adding that additional sentence in terms of identifying it as a residential property. And really didn't have any questions about the council. They tabled it because John wasn't there. And so I think they tabled it to the next meeting on that one. So I think it will be discussed in the February meeting. Is that everybody's understanding?
No, I was going to say David tabled it because you weren't there. He thought that he had anything to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I really wasn't asking any questions either. And I did mention to the council that we're going to talk about the LED lights, and we have tabled that until this meeting. So that is the... Well, actually, is there any additional discussion on the K Avenue Mixed Use District? It's really at the council's... prerogative as to what to do with that right now.
Yeah.
I don't think they're being in trouble now. We were trying to get through the meeting quickly.
That was pretty nice. Yes. Yeah. You didn't even have to use the word quickly, just get through the meeting. Alright, item B, LED lights around the windows, signs, etc. We had a proposed language regarding that was taken to the council. That was in December or November, I forget. I think it was December. And they passed it back to us with really two suggestions. No, that was at the public hearing. At the public hearing board, it was passed back to us really with two suggestions and then one question. The question is how many businesses would be affected by that? And so we tabled this last time because we were still in the holiday season. It would be a little bit difficult to determine that. I did get a chance to drive around, but it's actually kind of misleading because so many of the businesses are closed right now. We've got the restaurants that are closed. We've got the gas station down at the end that's closed. Although I do know that they do have neon lights or some LED lights right there. They took down their lights, I think, at this gas station. There's the pier. I'm not quite sure exactly what the lighting is on the pier. So it's kind of hard to tell right now, even though we don't have a lot of holiday lighting still up. I did notice a couple houses still had their lighting up. So that was the question as to how many businesses. I mean, technically right now, driving around, given that they were a lot closed, I didn't see a single business that would be affected, but I know a couple would be if they were open. But not in a big way. The other two suggestions on that from the council, one is to make sure that emergency lighting wouldn't be affected by this. So I believe there's one or two of the hotel owners that suggested that they had some emergency lighting. They were concerned that this, the way it was be written, would affect emergency lighting if somebody were to, the power was to go out, and or security lighting that would be on some sort of a motion sensor. They wanted to make sure that we have language that would not suggest that would have to be removed. The other suggestion was that to make sure that this would not be applied to the residential areas because they didn't want this applied to people having parties in the backyard and that sort of thing. And then I guess there was a third suggestion too, again, that I believe had to do with the pier in that the pier, and I believe Jack Mackrell's has lighting right around the open area, and they wanted to make sure that, you know, some sort of decorative lighting type of situation like that would not be covered. They did suggest that you put language in there. You may want to put language in terms of if somebody has a decorative lighting plan that it would need approval or something like that. But those are the issues that it was sent back to us to discuss and, you know, maybe have a revision. So,
Greg, if I could ask a question, do we know, maybe I should know, but I don't. Do we know what we're going to put down in the business district now? We're going to put pretty light standards.
It'll be light similar to what's in the park.
Similar to what's in the park. Yeah, so that's going to be pretty, you know, nice looking standards out there. So I guess you're right. We should probably want approval for people just hanging.
Just hang lights. Yeah. I have to tell you that when I was driving downtown, and you know, there are a couple businesses there, gas station / pawn shop type businesses going down Carolina Beach towards the downtown area that have their whole building outline and just LED lights now, and it looks pretty ugly. I mean, it really is not very attractive. So that's again what we're trying to prevent here. I mean, there's certainly some nice use of lighting, and we don't want to discourage that, but I think we have to be careful about some of those rather unattractive type of situations that are going on. So, do you have the language? And again, this language, if I remember right, just came basically word for word, other than the identification of Thanksgiving to January 15th, directly from Rice Beach. This is exactly the language that Rice Beach has in it, protecting exactly the same thing.
If we just add another sentence on the paragraph saying these items are excluded from the above provisions for decorative lights, residential.
Well, decorative lights we have to be careful about because they could argue anything's a decorative light. But I think emergency lights and security lights you could identify as this section not applying to and write that in there because we have that other where we have certain things like the sign ordinance and we say there are certain things that it does not apply to, but I think we can certainly identify that. So we can say that this section does not apply to A, emergency lights, and then second would be security lights on motion detectors, on motion detection systems. Do we want to have some language that says that somebody that would have a decorative a program for decorative lights should come for approval, that we could approve decorative lights? Again, I'm thinking of Jack Mackerel's putting lighting around the upstairs outside eating area, because I know they do have that up there, even though they're not open right now. Because right now, this is prohibited. It says use outline property lines, open sales area, roof lines, doors, windows at the edges of walls, or any other area of the building or property visible from outside the building are prohibited. So technically, probably this would affect Jack Mackerel's.
Big Daddy's too. I think Big Daddy's got a lot of lights out there too. They got that palm trees lit.
And we don't want to discourage attractive things, but we want to stop the things that are occurring on Carolina Beach Road right now, that's for sure.
Well, then we need to be very specific about the things that you're talking about.
Okay.
Instead of being a catch-all, why can't we just go ahead and define what we're talking about? I mean, we all know we're talking about the LED outline windows on the gas station.
Well, the whole sign, the roof lines, I mean, they don't have a roof line, but the ones on Carolina Beach do. And, you know, Carolina Beach have outline roof lines.
Well, I think it's going to be
everything.
It's hard for
windows, doors.
I can think of something attractive, and you can't. So, I mean, we can disagree on what looks attractive or not. So, I believe that's going to be really hard, though.
You want outline roof lines?
No, I'm saying, you know, if you're going to put something in there about planning board is going to approve attractive lighting. That's going to be interesting.
What's attractive?
Easy, yes. There's hope there, man.
Well, you know, most well-designed communities, the planning board does make decisions about what's attractive or not. I mean, that's what planning boards do. Or, I mean, a lot of places have architectural committees and things like that that make those kind of decisions. So it's not unusual for well-designed communities, you know, to have some sort of an aesthetic component, and there is a matter of interpretation of that sometimes.
What if you said that any lighting that's going to be up longer than 2 weeks or something requires an approval? I mean, I don't know. Would that make sense? That would say that if it's July 4th and you want to string stuff in your yard, or you want, or Jack Mackles wants to put something out for an event,
can you just turn it off?
They can do it without having to come to council or to you and ask you their permission.
Yeah, but then you have the issue. What happens if they just turn it off and then turn it on the next day?
Well, that's no good. You're right.
That's a good point. If you're going to approach this, you need to be clear about what you don't want to see.
I'm going to read a sentence from the sign ordinance. An attractive and artistic exposed neon sign is allowed. All right, who's going to interpret that one?
That's open sign type deal.
They got those terms, attractive and artistic.
Yeah. I mean, we do want it. I mean, there are nice, really nice neon-looking signs that you can have, and we want to encourage that because it's nice. So.
Tell you right now, you're going to get that neon tubing that goes around the roof of Jack Mackles wasn't cheap.
I know.
But it's not cheap to repair. And I don't know how, to me, I don't know if that's necessarily offensive to look at. It is an outline of that metal roof, but I'm not crazy about the rope link.
Yeah, you know, the rope stuff that I'm talking about.
Doesn't look nice, but that's, you know, professionally installed. And
that's why I think that's
a beautiful, nice neon.
It just shines a little blue shine on that roof line.
But if they, let's say, but they could also put a lot more. I mean, if it's done in a limited way, in a nice looking way, it looks good. But they could neon the whole thing, and it wouldn't look quite as good. That's why I'm thinking maybe that if somebody has a lighting program, you know, we should simply approve it. That way Jack Mackles could come in and say, look, I have this. I don't think anybody would disagree with it, and it'd be approved.
Well, you know, that's one way to make sure that it's at least uniform.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, going back to the sign ordinance.
How is that going to make it uniform? There would be no guidelines. You're just saying we're going to show you to come to us and we're going to decide if it's attractive or not.
If people come in and they say, here's my lighting plan, then I couldn't imagine this group not saying, well, why are you using old tube lights? Why don't you use this? And we could approve this, or we would be okay with that. I mean, what they would wind up with is they would get guidance from the group if it doesn't look artistic. But there can always be, you know, Alan might say, I think that looks freaking great.
And, you know, quite frankly, Wrightsville Beach does the same thing. This is the language out of Wrightsville Beach, okay? And yet you go to the restaurants, the nice restaurants in Wrightsville Beach, and you're going to see well-done lighting that might outline the rail of the pier or something like that. I mean, they do have these sort of things, so it's what you're trying to prohibit are the problems.
Do they have a written...
No, this is they don't say, even if say that a lighting plan can be approved, this is the language of Rice Beach.
So let's just identify the problems then. I just think it's going to be... I don't want to be the one to have to tell somebody, if you want to put that string Christmas lights up this week, you're going to have to go for the planning board and decide, so they can decide whether or not it's attractive or not.
Just have to take my Christmas lights down.
I'm talking about for a commercial building. But you see what I'm saying? I guess you don't.
I'm afraid of it.
Well, do you see like Jack Mackles and Big Daddy's going into a lighting war to attract customers?
Yes, I do. I could definitely see, because I know the economics of how this stuff works, that if somebody puts more lights out there, it's just like signs. You know, how signs get growing and growing and growing. I can see people get into a lighting war. And just go down Carolina Beach Road, and you can see the lighting war that's taking place right now with the pawn shops and the gas stations and those car dealerships and things like that. You know, it's clearly become a lighting war in addition to a sign war. And I do notice that now it's a clown war in front, too. So driving down there, now one tax preparing area has a clown and one right across the street has a clown. Dressed up. So
should we ask the business owners to come in and talk about it?
Well, they've already done that. We already had the
public hearing.
Yeah, we've already had the public hearing.
Okay.
And actually, all the business owners, the business owners said they didn't have a problem with it. So I think the business owners were okay with that. It's just that they didn't want it applied to, again, security lights. And again, the peer, I forget who it was, pointed out that this might affect the peer and stuff like that. So I don't think there was a big issue about it. I really don't. I think that with security lighting and emergency lighting, and we have some mechanism that, if it looks nice, they can come in for approval. I think the business people would be fine with that.
Right. Well, what if you do a word of something to the effect that any decorative lighting, outlining, roof lines, windows, buildings, shall be limited and needs to be professionally designed and installed, and it has to be approved for some language.
I think we just need to have approval, because then we'll make sure if they come in for approval, we'll ask if it's professionally done and is it nice.
See, the sign ordinance has got four sentences of what you can't have, and a comma, unless approved as part of the planned sign program.
Yeah, I think we could do the same thing, just call it unless approved as part of the lighting. What's the language?
Unless approved as part of the planned sign program. Planned lighting program. And that's what I'm saying, the tractor going to just expose the end signs a lot.
Well, how about this? How about if we have the same language and say right at the very end where it says, except for holiday lighting permitted from Thanksgiving through January 15th of the new year, comma, unless approved as part of a planned lighting program for the property.
So a planned lighting program, we're going to do the entire building this way, not we're going to do the roof line, or we're going to do this.
And I think somebody
3 months later do something different.
Well, this is...
Or add to it.
This is still only going to apply in the overlay district.
No, this is for the whole community.
I've got this as number H.
The overlay district has this language in it also. And the reason we did that...
the first part of it, yeah.
The reason we put it in the overlay district also is because if this isn't approved for the whole community as an overlay district, the feeling was that that needed to be stricter there because those are bumped up against residential houses. So if you have this language for the whole community, that's kind of redundant in the overlay district. But if the council doesn't approve this for the whole district or for the whole town, you still want to have that language in the overlay district because of the concerns about the residential property owner right next door. You definitely don't want that type of lighting.
Well, I can understand it in the overlay district. What I'm saying is in the handout that I have here, where you're looking at adding that is in this overlay district. Obviously, I don't remember seeing where you were trying to make a total new.
Yes. We have two things. It's in the overlay district. It's in the overlay district as number H, okay, but it is also slightly different language to be put in section 19-378 for under illumination.
So that was in your packet?
Yes. Very last page.
Well, this is in the January packet.
Yeah.
We discussed it in November, and that was part of the January packet.
And as part of the hearing, we actually had two hearings.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay, so okay, what if you put language here that says, instead of, just put language that says any string type lighting or LED type rope lighting, outlining buildings, windows, etc. is prohibited. That would still allow that.
I'm not sure I have the ones that you're talking about either, but a lot of that is set out in that overlay discussion about the things you primarily want to avoid. Says festive light strands, incandescent, fluorescent, high intensity discharge, LED, fiber optic, and neon used to outline property lines, open cell areas, roof line. it does seem to address it pretty specifically, those very things.
I think the concern, again, we have the same similar language in the Oakland district versus the separate Curie Beach-wide recommendation. I think nobody had a problem with this. I think everybody recognizes what the problem is. The only concern, other than the emergency lighting, which is easy to take care of, the only concern are a few of the businesses that have very low-level type of things that they were afraid that this would be strictly applied to. So I would be nervous about watering this down. I would be more inclined to simply say, if you got something, just bring it to us and we'll approve it as part of a planned lighting thing. I don't think anybody would have a problem with anything that's out there right now. But again, not being able to, I mean, there's nothing open, so we can't drive down and look at it right now. That's what
I would just have concerns along the lines of what John is talking about, of just being accused of it being arbitrary, if there's not some sort of criteria. I mean, I'm familiar with some programs where there's an aesthetic committee, and I think they still usually have some criteria that they would use. Or otherwise, that you just say, we're, you know, here's what we do and don't want. But some, you know, because, I mean, I could see ending up in court if they just said, we spent this much on it, and they said it wasn't attractive. We think it really is attractive.
Well, I mean, we could also, and I think grandfathering, we could grandfather what's out already out there.
That's a possibility.
And then that becomes a moot point. That just becomes a moot point.
And they may, there's such a thing as vested rights just by spending money and, you know, and all that. So they could be possibly anyway.
Now, again, they wouldn't be grandfathered. You could still advertise it, you know, even by spending money. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily apply to grandfather. I mean, you just want to grandfather what's out there? What I'm concerned about is new stuff going in, obviously.
All right, but the new stuff worked up. We just read the papers that we have. What do you not want to see?
I don't want to see buildings outlined, whether it's by neons, just these bright LED rope lights, the LEDs around windows, whole buildings outlined, even with exposed neon. I mean, there's a
high-intensity lights like the pink building at the bridge.
Yeah, just drive down Carolina Beach and you can see what you don't want to see.
That building's terrible. I don't know how Carolina Beach ever.
How about those neon trees?
Yeah, I think it's perfectly fine. My own personal opinion, having done this for 30 years, I've been on a lot of planning commissions in places where we deal a lot with these sort of things. I don't see any problem at all having, unless approved by, you know, that sort of language there, and having people come to us and present it, and, you know, you can make discretionary decisions and say, no, that's not what the look we're trying to get here is, you know, without having everything articulated in 35 pages. I mean, I've never seen a problem with that in 30 years of being on planning commissions, to be honest.
But on the language that Paul just read, now that's in the mix. That's the
I was just reading that for the mixed use.
Why can't we put that in
the... It is. It's a sign language.
So we have the same language in our sign ordinance. No. About outlining windows and doors and buildings?
No. It's illumination, not the sign ordinance. We were just using it in the sign ordinance, the same language that we have in the sign ordinance, saying that unless approved as part of the planned sign program, we could simply say right there at the very end of this, unless approved as part of the planned lighting program. And that way, if somebody wants to come in with an attractive, exposed neon that, you know, might be a low-intensity thing around a building like a Jack Mackles or something like that, we can say, yeah, that's fine. Or we can say no if you don't think it's fine. I don't see a problem with having that discretion at all.
How does a business owner know that he shouldn't spend $2,000 on tubing and slap it up there? How's he going
to
know?
Because he has to come to us first.
But how does he know he can do that?
Well, obviously, if y'all are going to try to pass stuff like this, I'm going to go to every one of them and say, look, here's what just happened. And you need to go to council about it if you don't like it. But don't buy anything without coming to the Planning and Zoning Commission so they can tell you whether or not they think it's attractive.
I don't think we should even get involved in saying whether someone's putting road laying up a street light around that building that's attractive or not. We already know it's not attractive, so we don't allow it.
I don't have a problem with the way it's written. I'm just coming. I mean, this is actually what we approved and we brought before the.
The only problem I have is I think neon is attractive if it's done well.
So do I. That's why we have the sign.
So if we eliminate all the other outlining of all the other lights that are offensive and can put up by the bus, you know, the bus boy without strings of lights around the railing, and it's a neon plan. Why do we have to approve everything when we can just approve?
Do you have a problem if it's mounted on the inside of the window?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff is on the inside. You can see it as well.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of questions because the neon will often be on the inside.
Right. I mean, it's crazy for them if you put it on the outside, especially in the wind like that.
Yeah.
But just it goes. That's why I don't think there's going to be a lot of it. No one's going to outlight a building in neon.
I mean, if you got a Budweiser sign or a Margaritaville sign.
First of all, it's around the building. It's a hazard, a safety hazard. You can't touch that stuff. People get electrocuted.
Doesn't Jack Mass have the lighted palm? Neon sign on the top up there, or am I dreaming?
They've got a neon macro that says Jack Mackerel's over the.
Mm-hmm. They spent a fair amount of money on that, too.
I know what you're saying, Craig, and I think there needs to be some type of rule that says you just can't put crap out.
Yeah, but your definition of that is... By the way, there's a lot of research to show that there isn't really a lot of disagreement about what is aesthetic. I mean, we know what doesn't look... I mean, that's kind of the argument you hear a lot of times with business people or people saying, well, you know, your image of beauty is different than mine. And all the research shows that, no, the images are pretty similar. You can drive down and you can look at the corner of Oleander and College and say that's pretty ugly. Okay, and I think almost everybody would agree with that. I don't think people would.
Yeah, but what about the business owner that thinks it looks great?
No, they won't say it looks pretty. They say they have to do it to get people to be attracted to the business.
What about if it isn't a sign that advertises your business? It's not permitted.
What?
Basically, Jack Mackerel's can have a sign that says Jack.
Well, this isn't dealing with signs. This is a
lighting. The lighting doesn't promote your business specifically.
Oh no, no, and they're making their whole building a billboard. I mean, the whole building becomes a billboard by doing this. You know, I think that's. They don't see the whole idea of advertising. I mean, the whole idea of this is to distract the driver. The whole purpose of this sort of thing, as well as a lot more signage, is to distract the driver. And this is actually a safety issue too. Okay, because it's been shown that these sort of things will distract the driver about 1 to 2 seconds, which is much longer than what. Same thing with the digital signs. The digital signs will distract the driver for much longer than what is considered safety. So this is also a safety issue. Because the sole purpose of this is not to make the building look nice, it's to distract the people so they look at the business and say, oh, I think I want to go and meet or something like that. That's the sole purpose of this. And you know, and I think the beach cities now are becoming aware of that, and the forward-thinking ones are doing like what Wrightsville Beach has done and what you know I think we're proposing here is to figure out some way to prohibit that. But maybe allow some sort of type of lighting that you know might be appropriate in certain situations. I don't think, again, from my experience, we could spend 20 pages trying to fine-tune this thing. But from my experience, the easiest thing is simply say, if you got something that you think is nice, come and present it to us. And
has Wrightsville had any challenges to their process?
I don't know. I mean, we can certainly table this, and I could go to Wrightsville and ask them.
If they've had that language for years, it really hasn't been a problem.
No, they haven't. They've recognized the same problem with the LED, right. So this has gone in about a year ago.
About a year ago. So, I mean, if that language subsists for them, and we have the process that if people don't like your answer, then maybe...
Yeah,
you go to what Board of Adjustments if they don't like your answer of attractive or something? Or,
well, it didn't have a counseling.
Do you want to just table this and I'll go
taste at all.
I mean, if you want to table it, I'll be glad to go to Riceville Beach and talk to the people there and say, I mean, this is your language, it's pretty strict, but I can see you got hotels that have this sort of lighting. I mean, how are you dealing with that? And just see what Riceville Beach says.
I mean, one possibility, I don't think you'd have to add pages and pages. You could just say, these things are prohibited, but you may come in and ask for an exception to the prohibition. And then if the planning board finds that, the planning commission finds that it's not going to, you know, affect the public welfare, things like that. Just some little teeth. You know?
And that would be accomplished by the language we approved in January and then adding, unless approved as part of a planned lighting plan. Mm-hmm.
I think. I mean, that would be my choice, but it sounds like you're not into that. And John would be all concerned about the aesthetics. I can give you a book on aesthetics.
Well, we just eat the cover.
You just want a table. I don't think there's any real hurry for this. I mean, we can serve a table, and I'll be glad to talk to Riceville Beach and see if they've had any problems or what they would recommend.
Well, I mean, what hope does it sunset? I mean, they're just having an approval process. You know, it is prohibited, but if somebody wants to come in with a plan drawn and present it to us, then it better be a good one because it's already prohibited.
Well, we could do, but that's kind of what this language already says.
Yeah.
Except
unless approved.
Unless approved as part of a planned lighting program.
Maybe you should just say unless approved. As part of a lighting.
Well, I would say I would say
it's part of a program. Do I have the program approved or?
That's just the language, like a sign program.
The language just seems.
And if somebody wants to do something, they're going to take a picture of Bob's Pawn Shop in Wilmington and bring it here, and either it's approved or not. Yeah. Just have them copy this, and we like it, we don't like it.
We just got to move this on. How about I'll just make a motion, and we'll see what happens. Okay. The motion is that to add. After the end of New Year, comma, unless approved as part of a planned lighting program. And then underneath that, this ordinance, or section 19-378, does not apply to security lighting on motion detection or emergency lighting. Can we say that this does not apply to residential zones as part of that?
I think so.
Okay, and then add as this section 19-378 does not apply to residential zones.
Read that again. Does not apply to.
Would you want to say temporary lighting in residential zones? I mean, if some guy hangs up light bulbs in his yard and leaves them up.
Yeah, I think the council was concerned about this being applied to residential zones, period.
David had made the point. I remember his discussion where he said, suppose I have my daughter's graduation is coming.
Yeah.
And I want to string lights in the backyard so I can have a party in the backyard.
Right. Yeah, so I
keep. Do you want him to keep the lights up for perpetuity?
What I heard from the council is concerned that this is being applied to residential. So the motion would read after New Year is to add comma unless approved as part of a planned lighting program, and then this section does not apply to A, security lighting with motion detection, B, emergency lighting.
With motion detection, okay. And
B, security, excuse me, emergency lighting, and C, to residential zones.
Okay. And you're wanting to put that in subsection H and?
No, that's the broad.
So you want that one in 19378 period?
19378 under elimination.
The only question I had there, are there any non-residential uses in residential zones?
Well, I was going to say, instead of residential zones, let's just do residential dwellings.
Okay, residential dwellings. All right, that's my motion. Is there a second to the motion? Can you talk about it?
I will second it.
Okay. It's open for discussion right now.
So it's prohibited. So we'll get it straight. It's prohibited, but they have a...
They have an out to come to us and get approved. Yeah. I mean, the way it's written is that we would approve it. Okay, no further discussion. All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. I will still go ahead and check with Rice and Beach anyway. I think that would be
easier. I think that's a good idea, because I expect David will ask you that question.
Yeah, and it's a very legitimate question. I do. I mean, it is. So. All right, discussion regarding freeboard requirements and flood insurance. That was a challenge you were going to...
I'm not sure how, I can't remember how much information I gave you, but I got a letter yesterday saying that we will be accepted into the CRS program. Right now, freeboard is required by the North Carolina Building Code, and that's not going to change. It's not definitely not going to change until a new code comes out, but we're not sure it's going to change at all. In addition, our new flood maps for New Hanover, Brunswick, and Pender County will be coming out on June 30th. That's what I'm being told now. And I've been assured that the floodplain will go down to Curie Beach. So right now, I'd just like to
tell you. You say floodplain will go down, is that
correct? Excellent. So prior to 2006, we had virtually no floodplain in Curie Beach.
Right.
After 2006, the entire ocean front was floodplain.
Okay.
So what I'm being told is that there is going to be a significant reduction. I believe it when I see it. But right now, I'd just like to just drop this, because I don't think there's any need to do anything different right at this point in time.
The freeboard's still 1 foot, though, right?
It is still 1 foot until the 2015 code comes out.
What happens to that? Was it 2 feet?
We don't know for sure. They've been trying to take it out altogether. If it doesn't come out, then we won't ever have to do anything. If it does come out, Curie Beach is going to have to adopt a 1 foot freeboard so that we can enjoy the insurance rate cuts.
And then they may adopt a 36-foot height limit?
Sure.
I thought you already adopted the one.
I have to change that fish. Well, we adopted it as far as the whole building code goes. So we don't actually have a code section that says you have to have 1 foot freeboard.
All right. Item 5, new business. Is there any new business? Any new business, John? Anything happening?
No new business, but... I believe this meeting is Holt's last with us. I'm not sure if anybody heard. He's taking a job. I'll let you explain.
I'm going to be the city attorney in Lumberton starting in March. But it's been a pleasure and an honor working with you all. I'm sure there'll be a worthy substitute here before long.
Does that mean you're moving up there, though?
I am.
Are you? Okay. So, that's a more full-time type of thing?
It is. Okay. Yeah, full-time work. Don't know what that's
going
to be like.
You're going over to Pembroke then, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's been great having you, man. I don't know what the deer situation up there is, but that's what I always remember your experience of driving in with your smack.
Yes. I'll remember that as well.
Member items. Any member items? Okay. The only thing I would like to do is, maybe, somebody check as to the rules about attendance.
About what?
Attendance.
Okay.
What our bylaws are. And they're not our bylaws, it's the town of Curie Beach's bylaws regarding the P&Z. I think Board of Adjustments and P&Z have formal requirements in terms of attendance requirements.
I know the Board of Adjustment has its own board.
Two consecutive meetings.
It's a rules of procedure, and it's a little bit different. I don't know. I honestly don't know if the plan.
No, I'm sure we do. I'm sure we do have rules in terms of attendance and that that sort of thing, because
yeah, BLA that's has two consecutive.
Is it two consecutive without?
I believe he can do the same.
Yeah.
He missed a lot last year also. That's why he has number all the way.
And again, we've had to ask somebody leave. It was the council that required somebody to leave because of lack of attendance last year or 2 years ago or something like that. So
anybody talked to John about getting here?
No, not yet. No. Maybe next, if we can track down the rules next time. Hopefully he'll be here next time and we can maybe remind him what the rules are.
That might be a good commissioner liaison to P&Z.
I know John personally. If there's a rule,
there is a rule.
I'd be happy to say, John, you're traveling a lot. You might need to consider either arranging your traveling or opening your seat to somebody who can be there to represent.
We've got to make sure that...
I'll talk to him.
Maybe we could get you the rule.
Yeah.
You know, so we can be, because there is a rule. I'm 100% sure this is a rule because we've had to implement that rule before. So.
Okay, section 2-42.
There you go.
Under planning and zoning, faithful attendance at the meetings of the commission is considered a prerequisite for the maintenance of a membership on the commission. That's as vague as can be. There's anything else, but
no, there is something else. Somewhere I know there's a rule about attendance on P&Z that's been passed by the council and applied by the council to previous situations. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Well, how about can we share a few items that I think you guys ought to be aware of?
Oh, sure.
Maybe I should have done that.
That was new business.
New business.
Okay.
Well, this is just for your awareness, right? The first item that I would like to tell you is that we did consider downtown parking, but that is now off the table again. We consider downtown parking free to residents with revenue sharing, because we would ask the merchants to sell day passes to people who did not have their town pass. We changed the character of the town. A couple other things probably impacted business. Merchants were not amenable to do it. They were thankful that we were thinking of them, wanted them to share in the profitability, et cetera, et cetera. But so parking's off the table. You should know. I think planning and zoning should know that. Second thing I think planning and zoning should know is we did not approve the pool at 510. We told them we wanted to see an alternative plan that turned the pool sideways. It did not go more than like 36 feet maximum, which is like almost about halfway up George's pool. It's not even out to George's pool. So we'll see if they want to do that. So I thought you guys should know that, because that's kind of not according to the rules. Mm-hmm. The other thing I thought you should be aware of is that John will be looking into our property on Sandman.
Right.
And you probably, that was made public at the last meeting, but there's 5 lots over there.
We had a long discussion about that maybe 3 years ago or 4 years ago, because it was actually one big lot and it was subdivided. It actually came to PNC, I think it is. And we talked about that, and...
Well, you might be back in it, because I know we asked John.
It was talked about, but we never actually pursued it.
It was subdivided into 5 lots, wasn't it?
No, we put it in one giant parcel, but maybe we never decided to subdivide it.
Okay, but it never was.
It still has to go through P&Z since it's more than 3 parcels.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be done with one subdivision.
Council's talking about selling it.
Yeah. Turning it into homes that actually will then generate tax revenue.
Right. Yeah, one of the problems there is obviously the street issue, because if you break it into 5, you've got an access issue. And I think I suggested that you could create 1 or 2 more executive type of lots, you know, without having a big impact, without trying to create another access there.
I think this has got to come back to you guys, so you may want to start thinking about that. And we also, I think, we block, what is that, Curry Walk?
Beach Walk's got some green space that will be completely blocked off.
It would be isolated. So that's another thing you should be aware of. Then the other thing you should be aware of is that John and I have been engaged, at least in discussion, with Lance Lazarus,
owns the land next to Quickmall. We wanted to see if we could turn that into some type of downtown parking with some type of remuneration for it, just so we could increase parking downtown during the summer for our guests and for the homeowners. You try to get downtown, you never place a seat to park. We're talking about that. There are some business opportunities that property is being reviewed for right now, and Lance, even though he's amenable to talk to us about it, not at this point. So we're probably going to adjust that with him again in April. I just want you guys to be aware, because I think you should know everything that's going on in this type of area. I can't think of anything else. Let's see. I guess that's it. Can you think of anything else, John? So I fully suspect you guys are going to see Sandman again.
Yeah, I didn't know if we had actually approved that or we just talked about it before.
Well, it needs to go through the whole subdivision procedure.
Right.
Wasn't there originally the thing that it was gifted or something, that it had to be used for open space or drainage or something?
Huh? I believe that was talked about one time.
People talked about it being a park, but there's no parking for a park. Unless you put parking back there as part of the lots.
You know, when I was a kid, we played football out on the street.
Yeah.
If we had a place like that when I was growing up, it would be filled every day with soccer players or football players playing on that thing.
Yeah, in our town, we did have a big lot like that. Everybody played it.
But I've never seen that. I've never seen a kid out there playing on that thing. I'm really surprised. So.
Okay. So there's a potential opportunity for people who are looking for land.
We actually, how many buildings do we have going up now? This is like a booming.
We have 22 houses for 2013.
Okay, and how many are being constructed now? I've driven around, I think about four houses are going up now.
I've got four.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
just
in Curie Beach?
Three in Curie Beach.
Wow, okay.
I've got three and I'm starting another one.
All in Curie? All right, is there a motion to adjourn? Okay, all in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Very good. Thank you very much. When's our March meeting?
March is the 4th.
March 4th? Okay, very good. Excellent. Would you like to take this away?